Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. We got the enforcers in the house. Steven Rizzotto, Dan Devone, and, you know, I'm not saying I'm Curry, but I expect you guys to stick up for me when people take shots at me. That's what you're here for. You're my teammates.
They're called goons in the NHL. I don't know if the NHL has goons anymore. The Todd Bertuzzi's of the NHL.
You don't strike me as the guy when we would, you know, play pickup or sports back. You don't strike me as the guy who's stirring the pot.
No, not at all.
I like
if anybody goes near you, Evan, in any way, they have to go through me first. And there's no ands, if, buts about it. I'm your producer, and I am supposed to protect you.
Thank you. Pasa's our Hayden Bird song of the show. He's going to be the guy that we call in to plunk an opposing batter.
I missed the punch.
Pasa's our enforcer.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
14 years of age, 142 pounds.
Dude, I found out last night, some of these kids, they got energy, man. They got energy that you do not know about.
Well, hell yeah. Teenagers.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to have, I'm not there yet, but I thought the older you get, the more old man strength you get. You know, your grip's supposed to tighten. Your whole, I don't know, aura's supposed to be tougher.
You know what freaks me out about that environment? It's like, I got to find the exits. Like, I do not like that sort of potential stampede at any moment. Like, I have to know how to get the hell out of there.
Well, that's why you got to know when the last song's coming so you could just beat the rush. All right, let's go to the Yard Doctor, who's in Napa. This is Warriors This Week with Giddings and Devone. Yard Doctor, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to call in, kind of chime in with Fred before the break. The old sayings are true. You know, the best deodorant is winning. And so when stuff happens, I mean, along with Draymond or the team, yeah, you need an enforcer. Somebody's got to stake out the paint. But it's fine when you're taking home the trophy, but when you're not playing so well, it kind of starts to smell. And so I think that's kind of where we're at right now. Another thing I'd like to say is I took some education courses, and the first thing they taught you in school is there has to be consequences. You can't just let stuff go. And I think with Draymond, for years now, we really haven't had enough consequences. I don't know. I think I love Draymond, but I think I hate him too. I don't think I'm alone there. So thanks for taking the call.
No, I think that's pretty accurate.
He just summed up, I think, yeah. Dub Nation's relationship for the last 10 years with this man.
He is the definition of love-hate. You know, Draymond's done so many things that make you just smile and jump for joy, and he's also done a lot of crap that make you say, how could I enjoy this individual? But that's who he is, and I also think that's what's made him so successful. And now we're getting to the point in his career where all that stuff, you know, again, the good that he produces might not be worth the baggage. And that's where this year, to me, is kind of, it's becoming somewhat of an inflection point for him, and what the remainder of his career is going to be, because I don't think that he's someone that is long for the starting lineup. I think he's someone who's going to eventually transition into a defensive specialist, and I don't know how many teams or how many minutes there are out there for a guy like that.
Would you attach him to Jonathan Kuminga, a Podziemski, GP2, and see what it is that you can get back?
If it made you better.
This is an option year for him, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's a player option. I think next year it's another $25 million or a little bit north of that. You know,
I'm just curious what that would vet in the open market.
I mean, I don't think Draymond's trade value is very high, but he's a mid-salary. Like, he's, you know, you might be able to find something. I don't think that there's a trade out there for the Warriors involving Kuminga and Green that makes you better than you are now. So to me, if you were going to do that, you would be trying to dial things back. You know, you'd be setting up, all right, the second half of the season, it ain't going to go the way we want to anyways. We're going to look towards next year.
So you're getting draft capital?
Or an expiring deal, you know, and maybe you try and use that money in free agency this summer. But to me, the Warriors, unfortunately, have kind of pigeonholed themselves into one way, and that's moving forward, because as long as you have Curry on your roster, and specifically a Curry who's playing the way that he is, I think it's very hard to sell him on the idea of, well, we're going to take two steps back, or take a step back to eventually take two steps forward.
You know, if you were to package those two, it's almost as though it's two completely different timelines. Like, I think if you're somebody that's going to trade for Jonathan Kuminga, aren't you sort of in a rebuild, and aren't you gathering younger players and have him assimilate in, and you're on like a 3 to 5 year plan, or maybe shorter than that? But if you're getting Jonathan Kuminga, I think you're somebody that's looking for a veteran to win right now. Like, you're somebody who's looking for somebody that's going to set the tone for a team that's a little bit younger but has strong playoff potential. So I don't know that those two sort of work well together as far as packaging them in a deal.
Well, that's the thing, is how many teams would Draymond actually fit on? I mean, I think one of the reasons why, you know, you mentioned how Kerr's system is responsible large in part for the amount of turnovers that they commit, and I think that's fair, but it also means that that's really how Draymond thrives. That's the only way that he knows how to play. I mean, you look around teams in the NBA, in the Western Conference, the Lakers are a team that might want Draymond. Outside of that, who else in the West is looking at Draymond Green? Because he's not going to go to a team that's bad. He's got to go to a team that he can help and maybe be the difference in come postseason time. Memphis, who, by the way,
thank you,
victory lap. Well, not really. They're still below 500.
Hey,
they've jumped the Warriors, though.
You and everyone else was circling the wagons that team was done. And I just, by the way, Zach Edey out. But how good was he? How good was Zakeel O'Neal?
No, do not do that. Don't do that. Who is that?
That's Kurt from the Hayward Hills. He calls in on the Fridays.
Oh, thanks, Kurt. Zach Edey, part of it, though, is he's not going to be able to stay healthy. He's just too big.
Well, you could say the same thing about Wemby. By the way, the Emirates Cup delivered. They just got to get it out of Vegas.
Well, they might. I think there's reports that people are looking at other locations.
Where they got to go?
Seattle.
Right? Thank you. I don't know where you play the semis. Does that have to be in a different locale? I think it does.
The
right?
Semifinals? Well, I think the semis. No, I thought they were also in Vegas.
They all were in Vegas. So I guess, yeah, maybe we could all do it in Seattle. All right. Or Vancouver. Let's get to a call.
That's true. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Warriors This Week with Evan Giddings and Dan Devone. Let's go to our guy, Brooklyn, who's in San Rafael. What's up, Brooklyn? How you doing?
It's Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn Chuck from last week, you guys, I called. I grew up on the streets of Brooklyn playing basketball. I've been playing and watching forever. I moved out here in 1972 when I was 27. You could pull out your abacus to see how old I am. But, I listened to some talk radio this week, and everybody's, you know, they want to fire Kerr, and Dunleavy's doing a lousy job, and why did they get Butler? Well, you know, I mean, these people are all a little off the mark here. Butler's a fine player. Look, the way I see it is you got three players who you want to give a chance to play meaningful games. You want to honor Curry when he says he wants to play meaningful games. So you got to figure out a way to get better. And you're not going to get any prospects. You're not going to get a Trey Murphy or a Keegan Murray or I don't know. So, I looked around, and as I said last week, but I'll save it for the end, that there is some people, especially one guy. But the other problem is turnovers, of course, but the turnovers are puzzling. They're not just turnovers with a guy cutting to the basket. They're just making a pass in the backcourt. They're just lobbing it over. And I'm like, what are these guys thinking? That's very odd. So, the teams that are really bad are, Washington, New Orleans, and Sacramento, who has Juan and Kuminga. And last week I said to DeMar DeRozan, you guys poo-pooed it. He only got 33 the other night on 15 shots. He's placed over 30 minutes a night. You guys said he's a bad fit. Well, who was fitting? Is Moody? Is any of the other guys fitting in? There is no fit. That's why there's a revolving door of players. Nobody is fitting. At least you have a guy that you won't be hearing Fitz and Buki say, wow, they're shooting 1-for-10 from their three, and they're wide open. That is really disturbing when they just keep hoisting up three-point shots and none of them are coming close. The other guys, DeAnthony Melton, he's averaging 1.6 assists and 1.6 turnovers. I mean, he's a nice player. All these guys are nice players. But you don't have a third option here. You have no third option. Yes, if your defense is pretty good, and Draymond's defense is pretty good, he doesn't have much of an offense, you need another scorer. I looked around the league. The other team you could look at is the Clippers. If they keep on losing, maybe by some miracle, Kawhi Leonard will become available, but Kuminga's not going to get you Kawhi Leonard. And certainly everybody's talking about Giannis. Well, yeah, of course, we could always dream. But somebody that could help and help immediately get you more points, who's a savvy veteran, can score, knows the game. You know, he's played for good coach. He played for Toronto. He played for Coach Pop. He's a scorer. And right now they need a guy that can make two-point shots. So do you want to tell me how he won't fit in now? You said he doesn't play defense. Well, is that what you need right now?
Oh, nope. Thanks for the call, Brooklyn. I think, look, all that's fair. To me, I'll give you this. I think the more the Warriors lose, everything is on the table. I mean, I personally don't think DeRozan is the answer, but that's also because I don't really
I don't want another 36-year-old basketball player.
I don't either.
Who's on the downside and, yes, does not play defense. I know he went for 33, but this does not fit. And I'll leave it at that. DeRozan's days are clearly behind him, and we got enough of those.
He did bring up a team, though. And I've seen his name floated out there because the league is starting to keep an eye on this. No, I'm not talking about Kawhi.
Zubats?
I'm talking about James Harden.
No.
I'm talking about James Harden. Everything to me, if you're going to go down the DeRozan lane, if you're really going to look at a player like that, I think you got to ask the Clippers what it would take to get off of James Harden. He's got a player option next year. He's making $40 million. He's averaging 26-8.
He plays every single game. Let me just ask you, man.
Yep.
And I know you like to take these psychedelics and these funny things you pop into your mouth from time to time to go to concerts. I don't know whether
I would suggest that you enlighten yourself.
That's actually a good point. So I don't know.
You can do it naturally.
When you say things like that of your level of sobriety right now,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not even going to entertain getting James Harden because that does not work on so many different levels.
And what I would say to you,
starting with the age, starting with the way he plays, how's he going to play with Steph?
Steph Curry can play with anybody. He can play with anybody as long as they're good. That's the biggest problem of this team is there's no talent. All I'm saying is if you really want to maximize this season, you can't dismiss anything. Like, this team is not good. This team is not good right now. And I don't think the Warriors are in a position to look at any player across the league who can do things and say, no, I don't think that's the guy. What about John Morant?
Well, I already told you, John Morant, you don't have enough to get John Morant.
I think
you
might.
John Morant's not leaving Memphis. I would focus on New Orleans and Herb Jones, and yes, Trey Murphy. And I don't know that you
Herb Jones ain't changing the season. I mean, none of these guys are, but...
I mean,
who,
your centers right now are Post and Al Horford.
They're going to trade for Kevon Looney. That's what they're going to do. This is the same thing they did a few years back with Gary Payton II. They said, we'll turn James Wiseman into GP2, and you'll just be happy about it.
You know, in all seriousness, that's where this begins and ends. You cannot miss on James Wiseman, and you cannot miss on Jonathan Kuminga, which they did. Thank you, Bob Myers. That's who we could, whoever. I think Lacob had something to do with this, but that's the reason why we are where we're at. That's why we can't pass this torch. That's why the timelines are screwed up. You get one swing at the plate. For whatever reason, the stars were aligned, where your best players were still young enough, and you were picking number two in the lottery and number seven, and you swung and missed on both of them. And that's why we're at today. That's how we got here.
Well, I agree with that. But I also think, to me, the bigger draft that you missed on, I know the second pick is the second pick. The 2021 draft is the one that really killed you to me. Because Wiseman, I think he was the consensus guy. They were in lockstep. The Warriors wanted him. I think there was a lot of disagreement about who they were going to draft with those two first-round picks between when they got Kuminga and Moody. And those were drafts where you just brought up a name, but it's like Trey Murphy was there and you took Moses Moody. Franz Wagner was there when you took Jonathan Kuminga.
Alperen Şengün.
Alperen Şengün. Jalen Johnson, I believe, was taken after Moses Moody.
How good is he?
He's pretty freaking good.
He's amazing.
And would they be the exact same thing they are on their respective teams? Perhaps not, but I think that those are all talented guys, and that's one of the, this is what the Warriors don't have. They don't have talent among their young players. And we just, I feel like with Kuminga, we just use talent as a synonym for athleticism, and it's not. Like, just because you can run and jump doesn't mean you have a ton of, I don't know, maybe it's skill.
You know, the one thing, the Jonathan Kuminga thing has now just gotten so weird. Like, what the hell is this now? DMP plays 9 minutes. What is going on here? And if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, for crying out loud, if I'm his agent, he's still overthinking. He's still passing up dunks. He's still trying to get other guys involved when he knows damn well I can take anybody off the dribble or...
No, he can't.
Okay, well, he feels as though...
He thinks he can take everybody off the dribble.
He can take anybody, and he has a lot of... Let's not dismiss this guy as not being talented. And I'm not saying that he is this guy anymore, but why wouldn't he do it? If I'm Jonathan Kuminga, I'm a short-termer regardless. If I got 9 minutes to run, I sure as hell am going to the rack.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sorry, Steph, you ain't getting the ball. I get 9 minutes every 2 weeks now. I'm going to town. I'm getting into my mid-range. I'll spin and get to the rim. I'm going coast to coast, Kerr. Here's the middle finger, baby. Because what more are you going to do to me? Bench me? DNP me?
You took 5 shots in 10 minutes.
I've been there. I know he still gets into the half court, and he could see him going through these permutations. What do I do? No, man, you may as well go.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're going to do anything.
Well, who cares? Then get benched. You're going to be there anyways.
But you'd like to actually play basketball. This is also a showcase for him. He's trying to get to another team.
Exactly.
So you're
that
just
ain't gonna get you there.
No, but tanking your own trade value ain't gonna do it either.
I'm not saying tanking. I guarantee if we were to sit him down and we were having a cocktail and say, hey, you know you can go.
I don't think he drinks.
You can go on Devin Booker. I could handle Devin Booker. I could handle anybody. if Dylan Brooks was matched up on you, do you think you could take Dylan Brooks? Hell yeah, I could.
Yeah, and you're an idiot.
So then why aren't you? Well,
because I can't.
No, because Coach Kerr, well, you can see him passing the ball, wanting to sort of get into the system. My point to him is right now, I would blow into his ear like, man, if they're going to let you on the floor again, you may as well do what it is that you think you can do. Otherwise, what else are they going to do to you? Bench you? DMP'd you? Been there? Done that. So you may as well do what you think that you're capable of doing. Prove us all wrong. Stop passing the damn ball. You know you don't want to. Stop trying to fit into a system. You know you don't want to. Be Jonathan Kuminga. Let's see you go raw. Let's see you be that guy.
His confidence is completely broken. He's shooting 28% in his last five games.
It's a misfit right now.
He cannot be that guy.
Well, not on this team. Maybe somewhere else, and I still have my doubts. But he ain't doing anything. He's not. He's not the Warriors' answer unless they can use him to get somebody in a trade. All right, let's get back to the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Talk to our guy, Oscar, who's in Stockton. What's up, Oscar? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, just here kicking back, listening to everybody talk. Okay, my first thing is that this Kuminga situation, it's a reflection on the team, man. And you can't. That's one reason you can tell by the body language of Jimmy Butler. everybody keep on saying he's quiet because he's not he's not happy because Kuminga, he wants Kuminga to play, point blank. And that's you can tell that's the way he's playing, but he's not going to come out and say it. But with the turnovers, with Draymond Green. Now, I hear everybody want Draymond Green to get up in Dylan Green's face. But guess what? Draymond, like the one caller said, people don't understand. He was going through it. He just came back from injury, and he just had a baby. People, I know you guys that got kids understand that. Emotionally, he was going through it, and he was sulking on the fact that he knows his last two games, he has 13 turnovers, and he's the reason why we've been losing. That's my boy. So, you know, I'm going to hold him down to it, and he's going to hold himself accountable. But with the younger players, you guys just said something about that draft pick. Bob Myers, I've watched a lot of college and high school basketball. He passed on a lot of them cats that we should have got. We didn't get them. But it's on Kuminga and Moses Moody them to attack their weaknesses in the summer, and that's dribbling. We have no wings that can dribble except for Will Richards, who should be playing more. And I'm going to give my boy Pacinski a little bit of clout. He played good these last two games because he hear the message when Steve Kerr talks to him. But he is playing a lot of minutes. We have to start playing Will Richards more. But other than that, it's on the Warriors, man. We can't keep on blaming Steve Kerr every time the players is out there not boxing out, not playing to their potential every game. Our younger players got to play smart and hard all the way through. Steph had a bad game, you know, so I'm not going to get mad at the Warriors because we lost a couple of games. We under 500, but they're going to get themselves together because the organization that we got and the owner that we got, we can't dwell on the past, the players that we didn't get in the past progressions that Draymond has had. That's my boy, but guess what? The Warriors is going to put together. We might make a trade. Kuminga, his body language is all gone. His confidence is gone. Like you just said, when he gets in the game, attack. Why are you trying to pass the ball? When you see you passing the ball, making mistakes. Play to your strength. Go to the rack. You're going to be there for 9 minutes. Go hard for 9 minutes. Play your game. It's on Steve Kerr to make sure he adapts to what Kuminga is going to do. You know he's going to score and go hard. Then go hard for 10 to 12 minutes and be that guy.
Yeah.
But the rest of the team has to start stepping up, fellas.
I got you, Oscar. Appreciate the call, man. You said you wanted to respond to that?
What part?
He's saying
good job,
exactly,
Oscar.
No, it's exactly what you want him to do.
209. It's the area code. Or it used to be the area code in Stockton. I'm not sure if it still is.
No, it is. Well, no, you wanted to respond to that. It's exactly what you're calling for. I just, on this team, he's not doing it. I don't know why we spend so much time talking. It's been,
my point is,
we've been asking him to go to the rack for 5 years.
I know, but I think that he's in his head. He thinks in order for him to play, he's got to fit into a system that he doesn't understand fully. So you may as well do you at this point, because what's the ulterior? Like, you're going to get benched. You're not going to play. You're going to get traded. Hey, newsflash, all those things are happening anyways. So go ahead, man. Show us what you got. You know you think you can deal on these guys, and part of me believes that you can. So go ahead. If you get run tonight, I wish he was listening right now. I would just tell him, if you get on that floor tonight, my man, the minute you get isolated in the wing, go!
Well,
get to the rim.
I actually do think he's going to play a little more tonight, because I think Draymond Green is going to be dialed back a little bit tonight because he's turned the ball over 13 times in two games.
Whose fault is that?
Draymond Green's. Draymond Green's fault for getting ripped by Mark Williams for throwing the ball into traffic 18 times. Ugh. All right, we're going to step aside and come back. Warriors This Week rolls on with Gennings and DeVone after this.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
Dude, it's like Santa's workshop back there.
Yeah, what are they doing?
I have no clue. I've never seen construction on this floor. I know last week they were banging pots, I think, above us.
Oh, God, yeah. They were like, had the wrecking ball going to the side of the building.
I thought we were going down.
Yeah.
Now they're just building, I don't know, maybe a new table. No, they're
a new table. I think it's a little bit more involved than that.
Well, they got like one of those things under wraps.
Work and,
Who knows?
These guys are like building a new table.
They're professionals. So much so that the KCBS crew is invading our space, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Make it sound like the guy went down to IKEA and just like throwing up a table. This poor guy's like busting his hump.
Can we get them on the show and ask about their project?
No, but Devone's taking any... If you
wants to join me Christmas Eve, he's more than welcome
seriously,
to.
Seriously, if you're not doing anything Christmassy between, what is it, 12 and 4? Or I don't know. I don't know when your show is. But
neither am I.
I think it's 2 to 6.
Okay, if you're not busy from 2 to 6, this is a call to action across the Bay Area. If you're not busy from 2 to 6, it is the Dan Devone show on Christmas Eve, and he will be taking any and all calls. Anything you want to talk about.
Anything.
On top?
Literally. Anything.
You will get run on my show. I will not run you. You will get run.
He's going to have a guest every single hour for as long as he can take
him. We may even play sound.
Speaking of.
We're not making winning plays. We got to make winning plays.
See? This is a 3-second cut.
It's pretty monosyllabic.
I just want to go home. I'm tired.
Yeah, he is tired. He sounds tired. All right, let's get out to the phone lines and kick this segment off. Halfway home here on a Warriors This Week with Evan Ginnings and Dan Devone. Let's go down to San Jose. Talk to our guy, Austin. Austin, how you doing, man? Happy Saturday.
Hey, what's up? Happy Saturday. Happy holidays, guys. Always enjoy what you guys are putting down. Fans are calling in. Yeah, I kind of read the fan base as two sides. One is, don't worry, everybody. They're going to make a run. It doesn't matter whether they get 5 games under. Somehow Steph's going to pull out his cape, and everything's going to be fine at the end. I think that's the sell job that we've been sort of seduced into thanks to 30. But I wouldn't count on it, guys. And there's a lot of dynamics, obviously, from 2022 to carry over. The people give the fans this confidence. I don't share it. I look at what's happening every night on the court and looking at the team, the body language, seeing in the past, what we're seeing now. Just a couple things. One, this week, the email that came out, I spent a lot of time. I think there's no such thing as coincidences. You know, I've been around long enough to not believe in coincidences, especially when it comes to big business. That's always done, that I believe. And I think Joe Lacob, my opinion, is that Joe Lacob sent a message to everybody, not just he did to the coaches, to the players. They're on notice. And if you think they're not, you watch them. Jimmy Butler's performance the other night against Phoenix, coincidence? No. No such thing as coincidences in the world that I come from. So I think we need to look at the tea leaves and see what's going on. Second thing I want to touch on was the future. I know we talk about Jonathan Kuminga, and it's not just about JK. It's not just about Podzimski. It's not just about Post. These guys are playing for their careers. So I've taken a step back and looked at it. Let's give the young guys a break. They're all playing for their careers. They're playing to be on the Warriors or any team. We shouldn't expect many of these guys probably won't be with the Warriors over the next 2 years. So we shouldn't get caught up in the players we see today. Most of them, I believe, won't be here. The question is, how are they going to pivot from the three that they've got, the big three, and go forward? If you're thinking, if Joe Lacob is, if I hear everybody's talking about Joe, and if what I believe is true about Joe, he's thinking about the 3 years out. What we have today is what we have. I don't think whether they go on a run in the next 3 games is going to really change the outlook for the future. The question, guys, is where are they going to be in 2 years? Let's play this out. Let's say they go to the playoffs this year. They go out in the first round. Let's say even maybe they go to the second round. They go out. Where do they go from here? You got a lame duck coach, probably isn't coming back. You got 3 guys on the roster that, to me, collectively, don't play that well together. As much as we want to talk about the big three, if you're being honest, they don't really play that well together. Chris Mullin said a year or so ago that Jimmy and Steph is not a natural fit. So, Evan, to your point, yeah, let's go out and what do we got to lose? Let's go change the dynamic. Let's go get somebody different with talent. Nobody fears, and there's nobody fearing anybody on the Warriors right now but Steph Curry. In closing time, the big boys step up like Devin Booker, the big boys with his closing time to win. Who are they fearing on the Warriors other than Steph Curry? They don't even fear Jimmy in that sense. So we just got to be honest. I would like to see them go get, you know, let's go get Anthony Davis. I know that people panic about the salary. Who cares? If you're saying that you're all in on Steph, the runway to go get a chip, potentially, not even a chip, but to go deep into the playoffs would be, to me, a lot more plausible with a guy like Anthony Davis than Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, there's no runway to a championship in my opinion, with Steph and Jimmy, guys. So that's what I got. Happy holidays. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Austin. Happy holidays to you, too. How do you feel about AD, Dan?
Well, I look at that from the Dallas perspective, and who is it on the Warriors that I would want for Anthony Davis? Jonathan Kuminga?
I think the enticing part for Dallas is just simply getting off of Davis. And that's, to me, honestly, that's why you'd be able to get him, is because I think AD's contract is seen as not very good around the league.
Well, yeah, $65 million a year.
But that's also why you might be able to acquire him. And, you know, I have my doubts that he can stay on the court. To me, that's why I would honestly look more at a player who's contract is either up this year or next year, because you're probably going to have to pivot. And if I'm doing that, I don't want, like, AD, for example.
How many years does he have on his deal?
He's got two more after this.
Well, that works. Well,
58 and 62.
Well, the 2-year timeline, because Jimmy's up next year, right?
Jimmy's up, Steph's up, yeah. Dre's up. You know, I would like to not have another supermax salary alongside Curry on my books after this season. But if you feel like AD's the guy that's going to take you to the next level, I think it's hard to rely on someone who is unreliable, you know. Yeah. But I don't disagree with the idea of, again, trying to find talent out there. And Anthony Davis certainly is talented. You know, that's why I brought up James Harden. Like, I'm not a huge Harden fan, but he's been on the court every single game this season. He's playing 36 minutes a night, and he can get you 30 points a game. You know, is he going to give it up on the other end? Probably. But Steph right now doesn't have a reliable running mate, and as crazy as it sounds, someone like James Harden could be that.
But for what? I mean, so you make a little bit of noise in the postseason? I mean, I think we're all on the same page. If that's what you're doing, that's fine. I think that's all Steph at the end of the day is, quote unquote, looking for to play in those meaningful games.
I agree. I think the goal this season is,
because you're not, I guess my point is,
there's no championship move out there.
No, thank you. There's not a player, whether it's Harden or it's AD, you're not a player away, is my point.
Even Giannis. I think Giannis is a guy who obviously would make you a whole hell of a lot better, but is Giannis the difference between this team beating OKC and not in a 7-game series? I have my doubts. I think he obviously makes you way, way better, but is he worth trading in your entire cupboard of assets for? Is he worth trading your future for to make sure that Steph can win a postseason series or maybe two? Maybe it is worth it to them. But I think the goal right now, Dan, is figuring out how the Warriors can, by the end of this season, again, just be playing meaningful basketball, which is what Curry asked for.
Yeah, and I'm with him. Let's just play some basketball in the postseason. Everybody gets excited. The games are that much more magnified, and it's fun. It's fun. It's fun for us. It's fun for the fan base. But if you're seriously thinking of repeating as a NBA champion, you're a bit delusional. And one player is not going to make that happen. This is something you have to readdress when when you free up all this money and these guys walk off, including Kerr and the big pieces on this team, and then you start anew through draft picks, through whoever it is with that free money that you go out and get, and then you assemble a new crew. But this is where we're at with this basketball team. The other thing I would point out is that this idea that they're going to get in the playoffs, I would just say, hey, man, you might want to look over your shoulder at two teams, one being Portland and the other being Dallas. And there are no guarantees that you're even getting into the play-in. Now, maybe Phoenix will fall back to you, maybe Memphis comes back to the pack. I'm just saying this idea that, well, yeah, we're one of the best top 10 teams in the NBA or in the West. One of the top not. I'm not so sure about that. Are you that confident that you can hold off Portland? Portland's only going to get better.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Portland's also beat you three times. I can't believe the Portland Trailblazers.
What's funny about
it, 3-0
a team like Portland and the Warriors, the further the season goes along, that's more challenging for the Warriors. When you're talking about load management, and you're talking about guys who are over the age of 35 and the battle of attrition, how many times do we throw that out there? For a young team like Portland, they only get better because they're getting more reps for younger players. And where they're at now, they'll be exponentially better, theoretically, towards the end of the season because these guys are getting more run. It's the same thing that happened to OKC a year ago. Playing more games is actually a good thing for younger teams, not for the Golden State Warriors.
Well, it builds their confidence. And the one thing that's crazy about Portland is they're so deficient in a lot of areas, but those areas don't tend to matter when they play Golden State. Like, they're just a bad matchup for the Warriors. And that's kind of the problem, right, is when the Warriors were at their best, you're thinking about, all right, who could knock them off? Who might be a bad matchup? It's like there's a lot of teams in the NBA that are bad matchups for the Warriors, because any team that is young, fast, athletic, that has length, that has wings, they're going to frustrate Golden State because they're old and some of their young players are looking like they're too inexperienced. All right, let's go down to Los Angeles. Talk to our guy, AJ. AJ, thanks for hanging on, man. Good morning. What's going on?
Always. What's going on, man? The contradictions that I hear around here about these Warriors is unreal. You know what I mean? Let's take a look at this, man. Jonathan Kuminga, I could have swore like a year or two ago, or even last season, everyone was saying, hey, we know you can get your own bucket, but let's get the rest of the team involved. You know, pass the ball, rebound, run the floor. Okay. And now all of a sudden it's, hey, man, stop passing it. Go get your shot. Go get a bucket. You know what I mean? Like, forget about it. It's not going to happen. You know, I want to just talk about this dude contract. So his contract was not only set up to trade, it was set up to extend. Okay, so Jonathan Kuminga knows if anyone played basketball with NBA guys during the offseason and played pickup, that's how Jonathan Kuminga is playing right now. He knows that the money within his deal is designed to be extended. if he go out there and push it, like all of a sudden the contradictors are saying now, hey, push it now, and, you know, a little stretch, a little strain, that extension is in trouble. He has a, so it makes no sense for him to go out there and push it, because he's on a team where he's not going to be on. In fact, his representatives, himself, the Warriors, they already know where he's going. He know where he's going, because the only place he can go is the place that he accept an extension to. You can't just trade him to Utah. You got to trade him to the team that he's willing to extend on. And so the problem with this team, we talk about fit, we talk about the fit. One thing that Lakup mentioned that caught my attention was style trends, the way the game is basically being played right now. And that's a total hit at a guy named Steve Kerr. The system, the game, the style he's playing has passed on. You know, his system no longer works. It's over. Four-guard lineups, five-guard lineups, whatever the heck you're doing. The days of coaching the Avengers where you can just sit with your arms crossed and not coach and not do anything, those days is over. If you don't want to get there and coach and develop, it's nothing we can do for you. You know what I mean? So if we're looking at the style fit, we're looking at a guy like Draymond Green, a guy who can't fit in any lineup because he can't do anything offensively. And defensively, it's kind of okay. He played defensively in spots. He'd make a play here and there. But a full game of defense, he don't do that anymore. Those days are over. He don't play defense. Okay? Those days are over. Offensively, teams don't even look at him. So when Draymond is on the court, I don't care what lineup it is. It's four against five all the time, you know? Whether he's in the lineup with Steph, Jimmy, J.K., whatever lineup J.K. in is with Draymond, it's not a Jimmy, it's not a Wiggins, it's not a Steph issue, it's not J.K. can't play with those guys. It's J.K. can't play with Draymond. In fact, nobody can play with Draymond because he's an offensive nightmare. He doesn't do anything right. He's terrible. You know what I mean? So we need to get that through our head. In fact, the last 7 years, I'll hang up with this. The last 7 years, the two issues on this team who ripped the fabric on what made this team great was Steve Kerr and Draymond Green. Both of them. They both need to go. If you want to be good again, you need to sacrifice them. Peace.
Thanks, AJ. Appreciate the call. He's basically...
Merry Christmas.
He's just reiterating what you were saying earlier. It's all on the coach, and Draymond's got to go, right?
No, come on. I wasn't saying that.
No, it's the same reason that they're in the position they are is the same reason they were successful. Is Steve Kerr over the hill as a coach? Maybe we're finding that out this year.
He's the same guy.
It's the dumbest thing.
That's what I'm saying. The same things that he's doing now are the same things that helped bring four championships to the Warriors. The same way that Draymond Green is playing is the same way that he's played his entire career. He's just not as good anymore because he's 35 years old. He's always been turnover prone. He's always been loose with the ball. But he's made up for it because he was more athletic when he was younger. He's a better shooter. He's a better defender. He's just a better player.
My issue with Kerr as it relates to turnovers is that, yeah, he's always been this guy. He's always coached this way, and it's been successful more often than not. But I do think as you get older and the style of play changes, that you should incorporate the guy that he's learned so, and that's been such a huge influence in his life, and that being A, Phil Jackson and Greg Popovich, and that is don't turn the ball over and be a liability when you get to this stage of your best players being over the age of 35. And I think the point that I was trying to make is that Steve needs to be a bit more of a disciplinarian so that this isn't repetitive. And when you see this happen time and time again, I don't put it on Draymond Green and Steph Curry and whoever's turning the ball over tonight or tomorrow or the next game. That's more of a product of the system and in an environment that's been cultivated by a guy who is not a disciplinarian when it comes to this. Now, yeah, he's the same guy, and he didn't have to be that guy early on, but I do think that things change as you get older. And taking care of the basketball, I think, should have been more of a point of emphasis than it is.
Yeah, but neither Phil Jackson or Greg Popovich did diddly squat without players. Name me one team that Phil Jackson did not win with
It's a player's league. I get it.
Without Hall of Famers.
Absolutely.
Greg Popovich's last five seasons as head coach for the Spurs, he won 22, 22, 34, 33, 32 games. You can preach ball security all you want. You ain't got the guys for it. It's not going to matter. There's a reason the Spurs haven't made the playoffs in 6 years. And I don't think that's squarely on the shoulders of Greg Popovich. Now, actually, in his case, it might be because he also makes basketball decisions. He's a president of basketball operations. But my point is, asking Steve Kerr to make wine out of water, it ain't going to happen.
Well, if turnovers aren't such a big issue, then why are we leaning in on Draymond Green?
Well, they are right now.
Well, yeah. My point is that if we're gonna point a finger at turnovers as being the reason or the culprit for losses, and we're going to go after a player, sure, why not? He's the guy making the turnovers. I think it's more of the environment that he's been allowed to do it repeatedly. I'm with you. It's a players' league. It's five dudes on the floor. I'm with you. It's not football. It's not baseball. You got a roster of like 15 guys on the bench. I get it. It's always been a players' league. But turnovers, especially at the rate at which the Warriors are doing it for a bunch of guys over the age of 35, does not help.
Well, I think one of the reasons they're turning the ball over as much as they do is because they're small, they're unathletic, and they're old. And every team they play is at some sort of an advantage. And you're just going to get frustrated. Passing lanes are going to be shorter. Draymond Green, it's like every single pass that Draymond Green throws, it's like a quarterback who doesn't have a good arm. You know, he has to be perfect. He has to thread the needle every time he throws the ball beyond 5 yards, because if he doesn't, it's going to get batted down or picked. And that's what it feels like watching Draymond Green try and thread these needles and thread these passes sometimes.
Hey, you know what? Really quick, before we get
like
to the
Phillip Rivers on Monday night.
Do you think, I mean, should any of us be surprised? Was it Danny Green? They are who we thought they were. I mean, at least me, I don't know where you were at, but in the beginning of the season, I'm saying that there was sort of a strong consensus that isn't this sort of what we expected? Like, I mean, we can get our dander up and like, oh my God, you're under 500, but didn't we sort of forewarn that this is an old basketball team and that the youth really wasn't that good and that, you know, I don't think that they're, do you think they're underachieving? Not to me.
Maybe a little bit. I mean,
because of the way they finished last year?
Yeah, and I would say also some of the way they've lost these games. Like, if I told you that this was an experienced older group, you know, one of your advantages is supposed to be your guile, right? Or your wherewithal. They're 5-10 in clutch games. You know, they can't close games. That's honestly their biggest problem. You know, a lot of these games are going to come down to the wire, and it's a couple possessions here and there, a couple plays. Shoot, the game against Phoenix, if that foul isn't called, maybe they win in overtime. I don't know. But the fact that they're 5-10 in clutch games with Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green, that does surprise me. Because it means to me that those players that have the most impact on tight games, maybe not Steph, but the other two are slipping. And to me, Draymond Green is the one who's fallen off the most. Jimmy Butler's, like, I don't think he's been all that, but he's statistically, he's been better than he was last year. And that's the thing that I can't figure out, is that I can't figure out this team, I guess, when I look on paper to what I'm watching. Because when I'm watching them, I don't think they're very good. But then I see some of the things on paper and some of the stats, and I'm like, well, why is this team not at least 500?
Because they're old. And what you don't see on stats is Jimmy Butler's not the same defender. What you don't see on stats is guys all getting out on a break.
I didn't think he was that great of a defender last year, though.
Well, he was better. But I guess my point is, and Jimmy Butler was good in the last game because he had 4 days off, which is sort of the MO with him. Days off, good Jimmy. You get him into the rigors of an NBA season and he'll disappear until he gets another 4 days off.
Oh, he's scoring 30 tonight.
All right.
He's going to get 30. And he might be the one to cold cock Dylan Brooks. We're going to find out. All right, we got calls coming in. I see you, Chris. I see you, Dan. We're going to get to your calls on the other side. 888-957-9570. Is the number. Calm down. That's Dan Devone. My name is Evan Giddings. Warriors This Week returns after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.